ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट, व्हाट्स द टेक्स्ट ऑन द बोर्ड, 23, से दैट अगेन, 23 and 24, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Which one is up there, 22 or 23? Gauri 22. Sri Badayani Ruvacha Ragyastad Uvacha Akanya Narado Bhagavan Rishi Tustapraha Tamabhyasya Shrinvatyastad Sadakataha. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, after hearing the request of Maharaj Yudhisthira, Narada Muni, the most powerful spiritual master, who knew everything, was very pleased. Thus he replied, in the presence of everyone taking part in the yajna. Text 23. Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Stava Satkara Nyatkarartam Kalevanam Pradanha Parayao Rajan Avivekena Kalpitam Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Stava Satkarha Nyakkarartham Kalevaram Pradana Parayo Rajan Avivekena Kalpitam Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Stava Satkara Nyakkarartam Kalevana Pradana Parayo Rajan Avivekena Kalpitam Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Stava Satkara Nyatkarartam Kalevaram Pranana Parayo Rajan Avivekena Kalpitam. Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Stava Satkara Nyatkarartam Kalevaram Pradano Parayo Rajan Avivekena Kalpitam. Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Sava Satkara Nyatkarartam Kalevaram Pradano Parayo Rajan Avivivekena Kalpitam. Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Stava Satkara Nyatkarartam Kalevaram Pradano Parayo Rajan Avivekena Kalpitam. Matajis. Sri Narada Uvacha Nindanastava satkara. Nyatkarartam kalevaram. Vadana parayo rajan. Avivekena kalpitam. Shinara uvacha. Nindanastava satkara. Natkaratam kalevaram. Vadana parayo rajan. Avivekena kalpitam. Srinara uvacha. Srinara Muni said, Nindana, blasphemy. Stava, praise. Satkara, honor. Nyakara, dishonor. Artam, for the purpose of. Kalevaram, body. Pradana parayo, of nature and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rajan, O King, avivekena, without discrimination, kalpitam, created. Translation. The great sage, Srinardaji said, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 18:61 it is said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam radeshe arjuna tistati. Ramayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. A material body is manufactured by the external energy according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned soul, being seated on this machine, wanders throughout the universe, and because of his bodily conception of life, he only suffers. Actually, the suffering of being blasphemed and the enjoyment of being praised, the acceptance of a good welcome or of chastisement by harsh words, are felt in the material conception of life. But since the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not material, but Satchidananda Vigraha, he is unaffected by insults or greetings, blasphemies or prayers. Being always unaffected and complete, he does not feel extra pleasure when offered nice prayers by the devotee, although the devotee benefits by offering prayers to the Lord. Indeed, the Lord is very kind to his so-called enemy because one who always thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an enemy also benefits, although he thinks of the Lord adversely. If a conditioned soul, thinking of the Lord as an enemy or a friend, somehow or other becomes attached to the Lord, he receives great benefit. Srinarda uvacha nindanastava satkara nyatkarartam kalevaram pradana parayorajana vivekena kalpitam. The great sage Srinarda said, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the process of meditation on the Supreme Lord is given. Even if one meditates adversely, just like in Krishna book, there are so many demons who are meditating on Krishna, but they were meditating in enmity on Krishna. If one, somehow or other, yena kena prakarena, somehow or other, remembers Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam states that there are two principles. One should always remember Krishna, and one should never forget Krishna. He is the cause of all causes and all that be. He is everywhere, and he is everything to everyone. In this material world, we are suffering, this purport and verse describes, due to our bodily concept of life. Because we are thinking, aham amati, that I am this body, therefore whatever is happening to the body, we're thinking is happening to me. Just like if we're in a car and we get into an accident and someone hits our car, you hit me. Look what you've done to me. Look what you did to me. So we're thinking in the bodily conception that this body is me. That everyone is thinking in illusion that this material body is me. This is the all in all. And whatever is happening to this material body, that's what's happening to me. The Vedic literatures describe that actually the body is like a vehicle, like a car, like a machine. And it goes through different transformations. Birth, death, disease, old age, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. That this material body is changing, going from boyhood to youth to old age, and death is happening to this body. Everyone has to experience death just as we experienced birth. We'll experience old age and death. That's guaranteed. And if we identify with the body as the all in all, then this material world is only suffering. Because ultimately the body is suffering. Even in birth, it's a very uncomfortable situation. One may say, I don't mind birth, I don't mind my life. But even in birth, one is bitten by different worms within the womb. It's a very uncomfortable situation, being submerged in the what do you call fluid? Amniotic fluid, and being curled up. So much pain that the living entity prays at that time in the body of a fetus, oh my Lord, please save me, help me. And the soul within the body of the fetus is praying because of the uncomfortable situation. After we're born, brought into this world, so many difficulties. One may say, oh, my childhood was very sweet. But actually, there's very many difficulties. Any mother knows the child is suffering from so much mucus. As soon as the child is born, the lungs, the nostrils, the mouth cavity are all filled with fluid. But miraculously, the mother gives off at the time of childbirth. The child's mother gives a fluid which, before the milk comes, I believe it's called colostrum. Miraculously, she's giving off this fluid which sucks up all the mucus and uncomfortable fluids that are within the lungs and mouth and nose cavity of the newborn child. Amazingly, this isn't happening just by chance. Krishna has arranged the material nature, Daivihesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. This material nature works under Krishna's direction. And when I had my first child, of course I didn't bear my first child, but when I saw that the miracle of childbirth and the miracle of this fluid coming from the mother to save the child from so much discomfiture and allow the child to breathe, I realized, of course, how could Krishna not be involved? Krishna is totally involved. This is God's mercy. The child is suffering so much discomfiture from being filled up with fluid, and the mother, by nature, is giving off the chemical, the proper natural chemical to save the child from so much torment. Of course, later, we're in this material world suffering in so many ways, so many diseases, so many discomfortures. The baby gets colic in the early days and also some great discomfiture with teething. The teeth are coming in and it is very painful. We can't remember so well, but it was a painful situation. Any mother knows they have to go up to Govinda's gift shop and get that special, I forget what they call it. I used to go and buy it all the time. Tidit would carry it. Something to give the baby for the pain of teething. Some natural herb that they'd carry there. So we may think, well, I'm not suffering. Narada Muni explains in this verse that there is great suffering. So many diseases when one is young. I know myself, I had scarlet fever at a young age. Many children, they get the chicken pox and all the disease of this Western world. If you're in India, there are the Indian diseases that are there. So many difficulties. So much suffering. But we're thinking, I'm enjoying in this world. This world is meant for my enjoyment. I am this body. And so much pleasure I have today, I will make a plan for more pleasure and more opulence to enjoy my pleasure in the future. That is because we're pleasure seekers. Anandamaya Vyasat. Everyone is searching for pleasure. But unfortunately, we're thinking that pleasure is in this material body. Actually, pleasure is of the soul. Yatma supersedati. The Bhagavatam explains, real pleasure is the pleasure of the soul, spiritual pleasure. And therefore, the beginning of spiritual life, everyone claims to be spiritual. Oh, we're a very spiritual family. I'm a very spiritual person. But the beginning of spirituality is described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita as atato brahma jignasa, as inquiring what is the absolute truth. This is the beginning of our spiritual life. Who am I? Who is God? What is my relationship? Why am I suffering? And how do I get out of the suffering? This is the beginning of spiritual life. Spiritual life doesn't just mean, sometimes we see preachers and orators claiming of the abundance of this material world. You too can experience the abundance of life that God has given you. We can experience pleasure in this material world. That is not real spirituality. Real spirituality begins inquiring, who am I? Why am I here? Why is there suffering? This is the beginning of our spiritual life. And when we understand Jivar Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das, who am I? I am a spirit soul, eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Soul. Who is God? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, full of knowledge, eternality, and bliss in form, in formlessness. Formless. Formness. Full of form. What is our relationship? I'm his eternal servant. I'm meant to serve God. I've been put in this world to serve God, to remember him, to worship him, to pray to him, to offer everything to him. Why am I suffering? Because I'm forgetting my situation. I'm thinking this body is the all in all. And when there's pain in this body, oh, I'm pained. My consciousness is suffering. And when there's pleasure in this body, oh, I'm happy. I've been given some pleasure. But the real spiritual understanding means in pleasure and pain, in happiness and distress, in victory and defeat. Sukaya dukkha moksha, sukha dukkha samakritva lava labhau, jaya jayau, tato yudaya yujasva naivam papam, savidyate, navidyate. Whether one is sukha or dukkha, happy or distressed, in victory, defeat, loss or gain, the soul remains transcendental. The soul is satisfied by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we remember and act on that platform, serving Krishna with our heart and soul, then we're happy. Then nothing is lacking. Sometimes people say, I've never experienced true love. or we heard one person say, I have to go outside of Krishna consciousness to experience love with a human being, with another human, then I'll be able to experience love with Krishna. Manava seva is Madhava seva. If I serve myself or mankind or my senses, then I'll understand how to serve God. This is exactly wrong. The Vedic literature state Madhava seva is Manava seva. When I serve God, automatically I'm serving mankind. Just like Prabhupada explains by watering the root of the tree, one waters all the leaves, all the branches, all the fruits are nourished. One has to water the fruit. Or Prabhupada said, here in Los Angeles, we were here in the early 1970s, Prabhupada said, from this seat here, Vyasasan, that when you serve, give food to the stomach, automatically all the limbs of the body become nourished. The hands become satisfied. Everything is receiving nourishment when one gives the foodstuff to the mouth and then ultimately to the stomach. So similarly, when we serve God, when we serve Krishna, when we engage in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, in the process of devotional service, our real spiritual life, then we become Yayatma Supersedati. We also become satisfied. When we love Krishna, when we give our love to Rukmini Dwarkadish, every morning we're coming, praying before the deities. And we're not praying, oh Lord, give us today a little daily bread. We don't see any prayer in the Vedic literature. Oh Lord, please give me one chapati. Actually, if you have a samosa, I'd really be happy. And put a sweet ball on the side. That would be perfect. We don't hear that prayer. You can get a samosa. Puri is available. Sweet ball next door. 1 rupee. $1. You can get a sweet ball. But we're praying, oh my Lord, oh energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Let me serve you. Let me glorify you. Let me do something nice for your Sankirtan mission. Please, Lord, let me never forget you. This is the prayers given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And when we engage in this way, no matter what our situation, we may be happy or distressed, we may be full of opulence or less opulent, less, have no opulence, live in the laundry room of an apartment complex. We may be high or we may be low, but when we chant, when we give our love and devotion, bhavagrahi janardana, when we give that love to Krishna, then we become full of love. We become full of the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in minute quantity. We understand what is real love. And we can love other beings by understanding that love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because our love, real love, does not mean you scratch my back, I scratch your back. In the material world, if you scratch my back, then I'll scratch your back. you give me $10, I'll do something for you, is the business of love. And if you stop, then we're finished. We never hear Krishna say, we never heard in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna says, actually, you're not really my type, and I think we're not going to be seeing each other anymore. We never hear Krishna say, I think we have to see other people. Maybe we should start seeing other people. Krishna's seeing everyone. He's seeing all the people. He never says, it's not working out right now, and maybe we should break this off. Krishna will never break up with you. Krishna will never abandon you. Krishna will never divorce you. Krishna is there constantly. And all he's asking is you turn. Krishna's love is there constantly. That love is unconditional love. Not conditional love like in this material world. That love is without condition. You're sinful, Krishna loves you. You've cursed Krishna, he still loves you. The same. When we turn to Krishna, he reciprocates accordingly. And that love, we become fulfilled, yayatma supersedati. Our soul becomes satisfied, and we're able to demonstrate and give that love to everyone. That is real meaning of spiritual life. That is real enjoyment in this material world. The temporary titillation of the senses, it comes and goes. And the pain, it comes and goes. I think as you get older, it mostly comes. For some reason, I'm trying to pray to Krishna, please make the pain go. And Krishna's like, just pray to me. What's your problem? You don't need painkiller. Become transcendental. You got a problem with that? Krishna loves you. Krishna loves me. And he says, experience the pain if you want to be on the bodily level. If you want to be on the spiritual level, don't focus on the pain. Focus on me. I had a little tiny procedure. And during the procedure, they put some needle, big, huge needle, 10 inches down a vein or an artery or who knows, through the muscle, through the skin. And I let out a scream. And the doctor said, you know, there was a 94-year-old woman in here right before you, and she never complained. So I thought, yeah, I have to be Krishna conscious. I guess either she was Krishna conscious or all her nerve endings were dead. Because that was a huge, huge, huge needle. I never saw a needle that big in my life. He actually said, the last needle they gave you, that was too small. We have to do the big needle. And I thought, Krishna, why are you making me suffer? Then Krishna responded in my mind that if you think of me, you won't suffer. If you pray to me, if you're conscious of me, it's just your body. And there's all kinds of pleasures and pains going on constantly. But be conscious of me. Give your love to me, and I will give you everything, Krishna promises. It will never go away. It's unconditional. That's our real love. That's our real situation, and that is spiritual life according to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.